Head coach Dan DeSilva is here. No applause. It's a tough crowd.
Yeah.
You lose a game and all of a sudden nobody's going to clap. Goodness gracious. I know you're not happy about it, but it seemed like the first two periods was a tale of two different types of periods. They had the good first 10 minutes. You had the better 10 minutes to finish, but they were able to connect on their chances more so than you were able to.
It wasn't a full 60 minutes by any means. It wasn't even close. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not sure why we have to wait around for a goalie to get pulled or a power play to happen before we get into the game, you know. It seems like we have a lot of passengers and guys that aren't going out there and trying to make something happen. They're waiting for me to pull one of the best goaltenders in the league before they wake up. So it'd be something that needs to be addressed, and we definitely need to do a better job playing a full 60 minutes and not having passengers. We need everybody in that lineup, you know, playing at their best every night and giving the best that they have. And we were well short of that tonight. You know, that being said, first shift of the third period, it's 3-2. Mentalia Parr has an opportunity right at the net front, right? A breakaway chance that doesn't go in. And then an unfortunate penalty call against him behind the net, 200 feet away from our end. And we knew discipline was going to be key in that third period. The refs are going to be looking to even it up. And unfortunately, we missed that opportunity, take a penalty, and then it ends up in the back of our net, and the game changes.
Yeah, that was your turning point, essentially, yeah. Right there. And we were going to ask you about that. Was there some positives out of this team tonight?
I think it was good to get Tanner Scott into the lineup. I thought that he looked pretty good, considering he had to travel, you know, all day yesterday, gets in late, just has a morning skate tonight, and doesn't really know any of the systems or anything. We went over it briefly, but it's not easy traveling all that way and coming into the lineup. But positive, you know, for him to get the goal, and good to see him. I think he's going to get better and better as time goes on here.
Adam?
Yeah, as far as the fit with Tanner Scott, I mean, Lazowski, a great goal scorer in his own right, but he likes the puck on a stick. Ben Reich likes the puck on a stick. It's almost not a better fit, but it's a different fit, maybe in a positive way for Tanner Scott on that line. You know, you see all the kind of little plays he can make tonight.
Yeah, that was one thing that stood out for me for sure, was just those little plays. He was making plays all over the ice. I think he was the one who set up Parsi for that chance there, the third. So, the Brandon Lazowski era is over. We have to move on. We have to move forward, and we have to work with what we have. And I think he's going to fit in well with that line, like you said. Like, Reischer's he's a goal scorer. Tanner plays with a lot of speed as well, so they'll be good together that way. And Tanner's going to look to find those guys. So, and we have guys coming back. David Lewandowski will be back soon. Willie James will be back soon, and we'll get some guys into that lineup that'll add some depth and some scoring for us as well. And so we're still finding combinations that are going to work for us moving forward.
As far as the you mentioned a couple of passengers tonight, just as far as that goes, what are you maybe looking for to get guys in the game? Is it finishing hits, blocking shots? Like, is it more so non-statue things to get you guys going?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, we have to play with a little bit of a different style of game than we're used to in the past. So, you know, we're not going to be the type of team that outscores or outskills anyone. We need to come out and play with four lines and play with energy and play with pace and take pride in defending, which I felt, you know, wasn't there tonight. Some breakdowns in our zone. Odd man rush after odd man rush in the third period, which, you know, it doesn't happen to us, and you don't see that very often. So we need to get back to, you know, taking pride in the defensive areas of the aspects of the game. And then, like I said, we're not going to be a team that's going to outscore our problems. So we got to have that defense-first mentality and scoring by committee.
I said off the top of the broadcast tonight going into the first period that you had to put aside the distractions. And yesterday was a distraction. There's still more distractions to come. I mean, there's this thing called the trade deadline coming up through Thursday. It's got to stay out of guys' heads when they get ready to play games.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, you have to go out in there and you have to show what you're capable of doing. You have to put the distractions aside and focus on being the best hockey player you can be for 60 minutes. And it's not easy at times, but again, at the end of the day, we get to go out there and do what we love and play the sport that we love. And so no matter, you know, what's going on around you, you need to focus on just being at your best and let the chips fall where they may.
Good news is you get to do it again tomorrow night in Moose Jaw, a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, a quick turnaround is always good. You know, the last time we were in there, obviously, I thought we had a fine game and thought their goalie played really well, and we ended up with a 4-0 loss, so, and then we carried most of the play. So we have to go in there and make sure we're ready from the puck drop. No more waiting around. No more waiting for something to happen before we wake up. And so that'll be the message tomorrow, that we're ready to go right at the puck drop, and we got to take pride in defending.
All right. Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, Les.
All right. Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us.